In this building, the morning milk delivery still exists. Except here, the milk comes from moms across the country, and it's frozen.
FedEx brings boxes that moms, if they don't live near a depot, they ship them. These are the boxes that we send out to the moms.
That's Amy Vickers, padding white styrofoam boxes that look like beer coolers. She's a nurse and the Milk Bank's executive director.
The need for donor human milk right after we opened just skyrocketed. Our first year we dispensed 5,000 ounces, so we now dispense over 400,000 ounces a year.
That's more than 3,000 gallons. A premature baby might drink just a few ounces a day. So why has demand shot up?
Particularly the mounting evidence in the medical community regarding the benefits of human milk, especially for preterm infants. It gives them a better chance to survive and to survive free of complications.
When a mom can't produce her own milk, the American Academy of Pediatrics encourages using pasteurized donor milk for preterm infants. That was the situation for Melissa Collette, who found out about donor milk right after her twins' emergency delivery.
My goal had been to breastfeed them from the get-go. And so when I couldn't, I didn't even think about formula.
Colette's babies, Harper and Jack, are 18 months old and healthy, but they were born 7 weeks early. They were rushed to neonatal intensive care, where they lived for more than a month.
They were still being fed through a tube, and so we would get to hold them and watch the milk being dripped in through their tube, and it would take an hour for just a few milliliters. It was a very tedious process, but they grew.
The donor milk that helped Harper and Jack grow went through a meticulous process at the milk bank. Donors are screened and blood tested and then send in milk they've pumped and frozen. It ends up here in a lab with people wearing blue gloves, aprons, hairnets, and mouth covers.
These are all of our pasteurization folks. That's Gus and...
Moms have been sharing milk for as long as there have been babies. The big difference here, pasteurization and analysis. Amy Vickers points to a machine that measures nutritional information for each mom's milk.
We use kind of an algebra formula, it's eighth grade algebra probably, to figure out how much of one mom to mix with how much of another mom to target calories and fat and proteins.
The recipes are handed out, mixed together, retested, labeled with nutritional information, and poured from large glass flasks into small plastic containers. The precious liquid is treated like medicine, not a beverage.
So about a fourth of our milk is fed to babies at home that are particularly medically fragile. But about 75% of the milk actually just goes directly to the hospitals and is fed to hospitalized infants.
In the past 5 years, the use of donor milk across the country has grown rapidly, according to the Journal of Human Lactation. The North Texas Milk Bank is helping Birmingham, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi open similar milk labs within a year. That doesn't mean there's a surplus.
There is always a need for more donors, because unlike blood banking, where you get a donor, then you can call them every 56 days and ask them to come back and donate, our donors don't lactate forever.
Right now, 600 moms donate milk to the Fort Worth Bank. Some give in memory of infants they've lost. Others because they just want to help nurse a sick baby back to health. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.